For God's sake, please don't be the intercooler again. So fucking dark down here. Babe, can you turn on the flashlight? Thanks. Shine it towards the radiator. That doesn't look right. I think I know what the problem is. Looks like the head gasket finally cracked. That's why it wasn't firing on all cylinders. It was only a matter of time when there's this many miles on her. It lasted pretty long for a GM. I called the tow truck already. Apparently it's going to take them 2 or 3 hours. I mean, we are at a gas station in the middle of nowhere. Haven't seen anything but the desert for the last 50 miles. Well, we have no choice but to wait. Do you want to check if they sell blankets in there? It gets cold at night real fast. Can't believe I'm actually wrapping these space blankets around me. I look ridiculous. I feel like a burrito. We should get inside. Hopefully I can start the AC without turning on the engine. There we go. Much better. Rack the seat back if you want. We can take a nap before the tow truck arrives. Get some rest. You need it. You've been driving the whole day already. Oh. It's so cute when you hold my hand like that. Remember the first time we met? It was on a starry night like this one. Yeah, of course you don't. You were completely wasted. Couldn't even remember your own name. You made some extremely lame jokes and then claimed you could name all the stars in the sky. You did surprisingly well, actually. You got about a third of them correct, then you started over, because you have no short-term memory. Afterwards, you went around the house and begged for a ride. Wasn't exactly love at first sight, but you did establish yourself as a massive goofball. I called you a taxi and paid for it in the end, you ungrateful bastard. Fine, fine. Since you're so lucky to have a charming, caring girlfriend, why don't you buy her a new truck when you get back? I'm kidding. I'll stick with the old girl for now. Tell me, was I ever love at first sight for you? I'm being serious. It's just, when we first got together, your parents weren't very approving of me. Well, maybe they wanted you to date a girly girl. I don't know. They're not very comfortable with my tattoos, I can tell that. Usually I wouldn't care, but I used to date someone who grew up in a super religious family, and he ended up dumping me for it. Don't be sorry. I deserve better people. Like you. Ever since I was a kid in high school, I didn't fit in well, to be honest. I was the quiet kid in the back and sat at the lunch table by myself. The more I feel left out, the more I started dressing in a non-conventional way. By 18, most of my closet was boy clothes from the thrift store. Whenever my tomboy aesthetic puts people off, I see that as a victory. Like I'm the one isolating them now. It's kind of pathetic, I know. I just hope the way I look, the way I dress, doesn't make me any different for you. Wow, that's such a nice thing to say. I guess we did have feelings for each other for a long time. I'm glad we're dating now, and that we have that out in the open. Mwah. You're just too good to be left with other girls, silly. Mm. What's your hand doing on my thigh, babe? Let me undo your zipper. Take it out. I don't care if we're in a parking lot. I just need you right now. Lay back on your seat. Pull those boxers down. I know you love it when I lick it from the bottom to the top. Wrap my tongue around the shaft. You better push my head further down, otherwise people will notice. God, your dick tastes so much better when I'm choking on it. You've got a nice boyfriend, cock. Have I ever told you that? Just the right size to fit all the way down my throat. You're leaking so much already, babe. Let me clean that off for you. Do you want to return the favor now? You were eager to pull down my jeans. Get your mouth over here right now. That's it. Can you taste how wet I am for you? Oh, yeah. Oh. That's it. That's the spot. Ooh, just keep sucking on my clit like that. Oh, yeah, fuck. Oh, God, let me grab and pull on your hair. Fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Push your tongue in a little bit more. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. Harder. Fuck. Oh, fuck. God. Yes. Fucking goddamn it. Yes. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Shit. Wow. I didn't expect to come that fast. I hope I didn't catch you off guard. Are you okay? Don't worry. I'll take care of you right away. Just need to get these stupid blankets out of the way first. Spread myself across the center console. Is this okay for you? My hands resting on the dashboard. My legs wide apart so you can take me from behind. I know it's a bit cramped if you want to get in position, but... Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Put your hands on my waist and just thrust yourself forward. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. I can feel the whole truck shaking as you move. Oh, harder. Fuck. I just need a rough pounding after a long day on the road. Yeah, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You better finish inside me, okay? I'd be so mad if you get my leather interior all dirty and messy. Someone has motivation now, since he doesn't need to pull out for once. Oh, fuck. No, fuck. You can't rub my clit like that. You know it's super sensitive down there. Oh, you're gonna make me come again. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh! You really did empty your balls inside me, huh? Don't pull out yet. I just want to cuddle with you on the seat. You almost broke the suspension back there. I know, I know. One of those days, I'll get a boxy Volvo wagon with fold-down seats. Much roomier that way. The tow truck? We can worry about that later. We're not far from home anyways. Right now, I just want you in my arms. Mwah.